Sure. Unfortunately, in June 2006, Connor went to the Crofton Country Club, a public swimming pool that was equipped with a defibrillator. He was in sudden cardiac arrest when he was pulled from the water. The pool had a defibrillator, but unfortunately, personnel at the time were not trained to use it, so we lost him to a drowning incident.
This bill would do what?
This bill now requires all public pools to have defibrillators on site and also train personnel.
What will this mean? What impact will this bill have?
Well, first of all, it'll keep Connor's memory alive forever. We know he did not die in vain, and this bill will save lives.
And this has been considered over and over again. Your thoughts on this, at this finally getting passed? I mean, you know the way I guess you had an education of the way the Maryland General Assembly works. Your thoughts on this whole battle to get this passed?
This was a long ride. We've been working on this for 5 years, it's bittersweet. We're so excited to have this law. It took a lot of work, but it like I said, it will save lives. And Maryland and Connor Cares Foundation is going to be the groundbreaking. We're going to be the groundbreaking state to start having defibrillators at public pools, and we're going to take it from here.
It's really cool. Everybody has iPhones and smartphones, and they can be your cheat. They can be your cheat sheet.
That
no problem. No problem. That's. Yeah, actually, we're recording, and this is we're recording, and this will be edited. Yes, I trust me, this is edited. This is not what
I wanted to
go ahead.
Well, last year, as a matter of fact, it was so ironic. I raised my children. Mm-hmm. We had four kids, myself and my wife. Okay, and we raised four children, and watch up a pool in Gambles, Maryland, where all the kids went to. And just so happened, one of the first pools, it might have been the first defibrillator that Debbie and Tom donated, okay, was used to save a child last year. And how old was the child?
Eight.
What pool was this?
Pardon?
What pool was this?
Watchapel Pool in Gambles, Maryland.
In Gambles.
Watchapel Pool. Right.
So it's already having an impact.
It
and I know.
Saved the child
and I know,
last year.
And I know that Anne Arundel County had enacted this a couple of years back.
Last summer?
Oh, it was last summer. It was just last summer.
2 weeks after.
Okay, I last summer. Would you know if any other counties took action?
Yes, last summer, Anne Arundel County was the first county to pass Connor's Law unanimously. Right. Then it went on to Queen Anne's County, Montgomery County, and Harford County just passed the bill a month ago.
Oh, that's great. So it's clearly you guys are having an impact. All right, I think that's pretty much it. Anybody else want to add anything else?
Debbie hopes to take this nationwide, just like MAD started how many years ago, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, and look what it's done about drunk driving now. Debbie hopes to take this nationwide, and so therefore that every place, public facility will have an AED. She donates, Connor's Care charity is the idea of donating, especially to the inner city and so forth, people that can't afford them. She donates defibrillators. Is that correct?
Yeah, you guys raise money for the defibrillators. Just out of curiosity, how much does a defibrillator cost?
They can average anywhere between $1,200 to $1,500.